Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present The Funeral Crier, a novel by Wenyan Liu. Performed by Helen Crivell.
Chapter 1. Great-great-grandma was dead. The whole village was touched by an eerie atmosphere, almost a strange relief. It seemed everyone had been secretly waiting for this moment to come. She was great-great-grandma to everyone in the village. I didn't know how old she was at the time. We just knew she was alive. I felt a moment of surreptitious excitement and a shameful buzz in my chest, since I would earn some money from her epic death. A young woman in a white linen gown and matching cloth hood approached me in the cramped kitchen. Walking on the street like this would be enough to reduce little children to tears. She read great-great-grandma's obituary to me while I dabbed powder on my cheeks. Several village chefs and their helpers were preparing food amid much shouting and chopping. I could hardly move. I was surrounded by stacks of large cardboard boxes with fragile porcelain printed on them in thick black letters. The young woman didn't look happy, but she didn't seem too sad either. Then again, I could be wrong. What you saw was not always what was there. "Will you really be able to remember her obituary?" she asked me. "Yes." "I'm just worried. If you make any mistakes, my uncle will be mad at me." "You don't need to worry. I promise everyone will cry. Trust me." "Let me read it once again, just to make sure," she said. I nodded, and she began. "Dear great-great-grandma lived an extraordinary life of 106 years. She selflessly devoted herself to the continuity and prosperity of her family. She suffered various hardships during her exceptionally long and enduring life, and she did many remarkable things. She had 25 grandchildren, 62 great-grandchildren, and 16 great-great-grandchildren. More than 30 of her descendants live abroad. She will be remembered dearly by her family and her village. She lived the longest on record in our county, so we all feel tremendously proud of her. Her heartbreak was that 7 of her grandchildren predeceased her. Let us cry for her and keep hope in our hearts for ourselves." I took a brief look at myself in the mirror. My face was pale, my eyebrows were painted long and my lips bright red, the perfect image for a traditional funeral crier. There were several black and red makeup stains on my white gown, but nobody would notice them in their distress. The young woman had helped me to tie the big black cotton bow on the side of my gown. My bun was neat. I tugged some strands of loose hair along my temples and ears to cover my wrinkles. Finally, I pinned a white fabric flower carefully onto my hair. The young woman handed me a small teacup. "Your hair looks nice," she commented. "We've got a good barber in the village." I felt my bun. "Your belt is nice. Look at mine." Hers was a linen rope, a symbol of bereavement. "It doesn't matter what it looks like. You have to wear it." "You're right. By the way, you need to eat something. Some rice biscuits?" "Thank you. I'll keep some for the husband. He likes them. I'll ask them to pack a box for you. Now, shall we rehearse a bit more? It's not easy to get all those numbers right." 25 grandchildren, but 7 dead, 62 great-grandchildren, and 16 great-great-grandchildren. And don't forget, she lived for 106 years. The courtyard was spacious but neglected, with weeds growing in the gaps between the chipped stone slabs. The guests were mostly sitting on small stools and benches. Some people were chatting, some were staring at their phones, and some were cracking sunflower seeds between their teeth. There was no sorrow or grief in the air just yet. Most people's expressions were indifferent. When a relative or friend has lived so long, after their death there is often a sense of detachment amongst the funeral goers. A sonar sounded, the musical instrument of choice for countryside funerals in northeast China, similar to a trumpet. High-pitched, squeaky, and very noisy, like a wolf howling in a gale. It stopped after a minute or
Sample complete. Ready to continue?